And the MacArthur Foundation has just announced the winners of this year's so-called Genius Awards. This grant can honor a long career, or for 37-year-old musician Tyshawn Sorey, it can provide freedom for a career to flourish. NPR's Anastasia Tsioukas visited him in his office at Wesleyan University in Connecticut.
Tyshawn Sorey is dressed entirely in black, as he usually is. When he plays, he often wears sunglasses, no matter the time of day or night. That's a stereotypical uniform for a jazz musician, but Sorey wears it because it fits his shy personality, and he doesn't want to be called a jazz musician.
I am a composer and multi-instrumentalist, a drummer, percussionist, pianist, trombonist, and I'm also a conductor.
His music ranges from masterful solo drumming to Ethiopian-inflected music for a small group to works for jazz trio.
I don't have any particular interest in construct, you know, in terms of social construct, like what I'm supposed to listen to as a black kid growing up around the projects in Newark.
Even as a child in Newark, New Jersey, Sorey was totally wrapped up in music.
Growing up, I mean, I've never really gone out and played with other kids or anything or hung out with other kids.
He did well in school, and he's always been a scholar. And he listened to everything from Morton Feldman to Charlie Parker to Public Enemy.
I was always interested in sound. I wasn't necessarily only interested in rhythm, melody, and harmony.
Much the way an abstract painter is interested in color and shape and form. Sorey doesn't want listeners to pick apart what he does, what's composed, what's improvised, and what genre it supposedly falls into.
Deal with the mystery of it all, because sometimes it's best not to know. Go with how the music makes you feel.
As an artist still in his 30s, Tyshawn Sorey says that winning the MacArthur is providing him encouragement to think even bigger. The $625,000 fellowship gives him the freedom to pursue some large-scale projects that have long been a dream. Anastasia Tsioukas, NPR News, New York.
And we should note the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, which awards these grants, is among NPR's financial supporters.